Welcome to Pardon My French,
the podcast that teaches you French in a fun and casual way.
My name is Tom.
And my name is James.
Enjoy the show. So welcome back to the Pardon My French podcast. That's James pleading that we do the podcast in a different position this time. I'm not talking Kama Sutra style position.
It's like, not Kama Sutra.
He just wants to be like lying on his front on my sofa.
So as
rather
as
than
week's
like
episode,
sitting properly like a normal person.
As last week's episode was on fashion, we're talking about garments. I'm just going to explain quickly what I'm now currently wearing.
Oh, okay.
So,
good point.
If anyone has ever heard of a thing called a snuggie
or a slanket.
Or a slanket. Snuggie sounds better, I think. Then,
okay.
So it's like a rug that you can wear, but it's got like armholes.
Okay, I'm going to explain this properly. Like a slanket, it's a blanket with sleeves. A slanket.
Oh, right.
It's not a rug. That's something you put on the floor for a start. It's a blanket that you can put your arms through.
I just picked this up off the floor.
Yes, because that's where you left it.
No, that's where you didn't.
Clean up after
clean
you?
Clean up after me, yeah.
Okay, fair
so,
enough.
So, anyway, I've got this slanket, snuggie, whatever you call it. Snanket.
Sleeves on a blanket.
And I've decided to put my legs in the armholes. Well, that's just what I do.
You're crazy out there, guy.
That's what I do.
But we'd call that a fashion faux pas.
Yeah, maybe. But it's actually, it's turned out to be an incredibly eye-opening experience.
It's a little avant-garde. Your approach to slanket wearing.
Stop using words we've learned. Yeah, so as promised last week, today's episode is not going to be about slankets and snuggies or whatever you call
it. But maybe a future episode will be.
Oh, perhaps.
Probably not.
No. We'll do that on Akon as well. Is it Akon we were going to do?
We're doing a Flowrider podcast.
Oh, Flowrider, yeah. I guess
he's from Florida. Rappers.
Yeah. Yeah, so today's episode is based on an event which happened...
No, it's based on the man himself.
Yeah, the man himself, but it was inspired by something that happened in our local town recently.
Or village.
Or village, yeah, whatever you want to call it.
So,
you know,
the podcast
potato, potato.
Is about Mr. Giles Peterson. Peterson? Peterson.
Peterson.
Giles Peterson.
Giles Peterson.
Who decided to run a festival in our local village.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
or cool. Town.
It's a village.
Yeah, could call
I think.
It. So the festival that was happened here recently is called Worldwide
Festival. It's Giles Peterson presents Worldwide Festival.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm currently wearing a Worldwide Festival hat, bobble hat.
Would you like to continue about the hat?
No, that's fine.
Great,
I'm done.
I will continue about that. In a state of drunkenness after urinating at the Worldwide Festival, I decided to buy one for James in a selfless act of love.
It was pure love.
But, yeah.
And probably 10% drunkenness.
Probably 50.
50% drunkenness. What was the other 50 then?
Love.
Just, oh, right. The rest was love. Was it not a mixture of that kebab you had?
I didn't have a kebab. I wish I did. If they had a kebab van outside...
If I'd bought you a kebab before the show...
I'd
probably
got
a hat, a hoodie, and a slanket.
Probably, mate.
Ah, damn.
Worldwide slanket would be like...
Mistakes you knew you were making, eh?
So, yeah. This is basically a tribute to Giles Peterson, because we want to thank him for coming to our local village, Lezan.
Yeah. So, I think it's fair to say, before he came here and graced us with his godlike presence,
mm-hmm.
we didn't really know that much about him, did we?
I knew he was a DJ.
So, we knew he was a DJ, didn't we, on the BBC...
Well, he's BBC One, wasn't he?
One
and
radio.
And he's Radio 6 Music as well, I think.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all I knew, really. And what about you, Tom?
That's all I really knew. But as soon as I knew it was Giles Peterson, I started like doing a bit of research.
Uh-huh.
And found out he's half Swiss, half French.
Yeah.
And because he's lived in, like, South London for, like, most of his life, that you can't really tell anymore.
Yeah. So his real name is Gilles Peterson.
I'm not even sure that's
no,
his name.
No, she's not. It's not. No.
So
I think we're going to get his Wikipedia page up and tell you a bit about him.
Because that's always going to be fact.
Because that's what we do. But yeah, so we saw him. He was DJing. He was spinning a few vinyls.
Yeah, because the first night was like a Wednesday, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
And Wednesday's not normally a big night here. But they packed out a bar and it was madness.
Yeah, it was crazy. They had to move all the tables.
And I put so much beer on the floor that night. Literally, I was dancing in a pond because of the amount of beer.
Well, that's a good place to start this episode about Giles Peterson, as it's not really got a specific kind of subject theme. It's just anything to do with Giles Peterson. So the word for pond, which is quite nice, is the word étang.
Étang?
Étang.
Yeah. Étang?
Well, yeah, it's like étang, yeah. It's E with an apostrophe.
Yeah.
And then the apostrophe facing towards the end of the word.
Is it uphill or downhill?
It's uphill, yeah.
Okay,
uphill.
This makes it easy for me.
Yeah. They do have special names, but saying them probably wouldn't help.
You're probably not. Uphill makes more sense.
So, yeah, actually, that's a good point. So the E's in French, the apostrophes, you were asking about this the other day, weren't you?
Yes.
The E when the apostrophe goes uphill is pronounced like A, a bit like saying hey to someone.
A.
Hey.
That's uphill. Know?
That's uphill, yeah.
Yeah.
And the E that goes downhill, mm-hmm. or that kind of points backwards, mm-hmm. is more like air. A yeah. bit like hair on your head.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like hair is downhill and hay is uphill.
Because when you cut your hair, it falls down.
Yeah, yeah.
Downhill for air. And
when hair. You say hey,
hey,
you raise your hand and wave at someone.
Hey, up.
Yeah, for example. So yeah, anyway, this word for pond is, étang, E-T-A-N-G. Yeah.
Étang.
Yeah, and okay. you can get a big pond or like a small lake, which you often get in kind of, you get quite a lot of them in like central France. And during the summer, they're very big, kind of popular destinations for the locals. They're called, like, you can call them a grand étang, mm-hmm. like a big pond, basically.
I see. Because
when I think of pond, I think of a small kind of, yeah. well, like a large puddle.
You can see the other side of it quite easy.
Yeah, you could even jump over it, I think.
No, I think a pond can be a bit bigger than that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Depends where, if there's a pond in your garden.
Yeah. I guess it depends how big your garden is. I mean, the Queen's pond is probably, you know, a normal man's lake.
Yeah, maybe.
Or ocean.
So we need to work out how to... It's like how you grade pebbles, stones, rocks and boulders.
Yeah.
There must always be crossovers. There's no real... Unless there is an actual, like, grading.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. There probably is. It's just what...
Like a hole it has to fit through or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Sand. Gravel. I don't know.
Let's not categorise... The size of rocks now.
Let's not do that because that really. But I'll do that in my own.
We'll do that later together.
So yeah, but about Giles Peterson, I've got a little bit about him here.
Oh yeah.
Born as Giles Jerome Moore, M O E H R L E.
Let's have a look. So it looks like Gilles Jérôme Merle.
Merle.
Oh,
and he was born to a mother from Paris and a father from Zurich. So French, half Swiss. He attended the Roman Catholic John Fisher School. We've also got a listener called John Fisher, so hello, John.
All right, John.
He became known on the London circuit as a DJ specialising in the new breed of acid jazz, drawing to the jazz, funk and Latin fusion of the 1970s. First heard as a DJ on the London pirate radio station, London Invicta. He went on to host Mad on Jazz on BBC Radio London in 1986-87, then ran a nightclub. In Camden Town.
Wow, that's
so that's a little bit about Mr. Giles Peterson.
Yeah, so he's actually... So he started out as a pirate.
Yeah.
Why do pirates keep popping up on our podcasts? Every episode is about pirates somehow.
It's always.
Yeah. Strange. Well, so he started out, what did you say, as a DJ on that show?
He just started out as a DJ. I think he just started out as a local DJ next to clubs.
Well, because you know, the word for... There's different words for DJ. Like...
DJ?
DJ, yeah. you for a DJ in a club, like that you see live or you know, someone that like is kind of doing a lot of like technical jigging,
mm-hmm.
you know, then you would just generally say a DJ.
A DJ.
A DJ. Like just anglicising,
yep.
taking our word. However, if it's a radio DJ, you know, like...
A disc jockey.
Yeah, like, you know, Colin Murray or...
Sarah Cox.
Sarah Cox or someone like that. Then... Or Zane Lowe, one of my favourites. Then you could also say an animateur.
An animateur?
Yeah, an animateur or animatrice for a woman.
An animatrice.
Yeah, we've seen that
yeah.
male-female construction before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Going back to Zane Lowe, though,
mm-hmm.
I used to love his show. I haven't really listened to it recently.
No, me neither.
Do you know who I was introduced to on Zayman's show.
Who?
Genesis Elijah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ah, nice.
And it started my love affair with Genesis Elijah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's amazing.
Which he then gave to me.
Yeah, his grimy beats are very, very nice.
Second to none, you could say.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Giles Peterson was here in our village, and he's extended his, like, summer concert, well, summer...
Festival,
which is called Worldwide, but it's, like, in the south of France, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's been running quite a few years. And I've heard that now this one, in the winter, in Lausanne, should run for another 3 years.
Great.
Here, every winter. And I think, from what I've heard, lots of people are just going to keep turning up, because it was a lot... That should have had a lot bigger crowds than what it did.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the people playing, and, like... I don't know, it was a big festival really, but with no one at it.
Yeah, no, well, it was quite a lot of people, but yeah, I think it'll grow in popularity.
It was never packed, was it?
It'll probably snowball as most festivals do, and that's quite a nice way of putting it, since we're actually in a ski resort as well.
Yeah,
yeah. You know what, how to say snowball in French? It's quite
balle de neige,
similar, boule de neige.
Boule de neige.
Boule de neige, yeah.
That's close, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we saw... Well, when we went to... We bought a ticket for one night, like one of the big nights, and we went to see what I was hoping would be Hypnotic Brass...
Ensemble.
Yes, and they didn't come.
Ensemble in French just means together.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
So that's a musical ensemble. It's just a togetherness.
Instead of a... Well, a musical untogetherness would be...
Yeah,
I guess that's kind of more like experimental jazz.
Well, any group of musicians is an ensemble.
Yeah,
because it's a togetherness.
Hypnotic Brass Ensemble.
Yeah, but then they pulled out, didn't they? We don't even know what happened.
Well, because it was billed that they'd be here. Then, as we looked through the book that they bought with them, like the promotional book, to look what was on. They weren't in it, and I was like,
"Yeah,
I nearly cried."
We went a bit crazy, didn't we?
Yeah.
There's a nice way of putting that in French. When you get really angry about something, you blew a cable.
Yeah.
Okay, which is péter un câble.
Péter un câble?
Yeah. So the cable is câble, and péter kind of means to pop or to break or something like that. It also actually means to fart, but in this context it means to break. I guess in that context it means like to break wind as well.
Yeah.
You know? But, so you could say, j'ai pété un câble. It means I blew a fuse, basically.
Blew a fuse, mate.
J'ai pété un câble.
But the night was saved.
Yes.
By Mr. Hudson Mohawk.
Oh, my goodness me.
He was...
Absolute genius, that guy.
Ridiculous, as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. So he's been one of my favourite artists for probably a good 6 months now.
Mm.
And I was telling you about him, wasn't I? And now you love him as well.
Well, you played like some Hudson to me, and I'd sit there and go, to be honest, James, I am not enjoying this one little bit.
Yeah.
But luckily, he played more of the newer stuff, I assume, and not because I was listening to some of your older stuff that you had.
Yeah.
But so definitely check out Hudson Mohawk if you haven't done so already.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. He's on the Warp record label, which again is one of my favourites. Yeah.
Oh, another thing. I was listening to the Giles Peterson podcast.
Oh, yeah?
So if you like podcasts, if you listen to this, you must enjoy podcasts to some extent. Check out Giles Peterson's podcast. It's pretty good. And they had an interview with someone we've talked about before.
Really?
Well, he had. Mr. Homeboy Sandman.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well,
it's like 2 years old, maybe 3 years old.
This is weird. All these podcasts are becoming some kind of like cyclic wormhole of
fun
media distribution.
Yeah, so...
Balado diffusion.
But I found out... Well played. Yeah. Homeboy Sandman, from listening to the podcast, he used to live in London. He was studying in London. And, like, he was, like, a basketball star. And he was, like, renowned in, like, England for taking this one university to, like, the top of their game. And he was just,
really?
Like, this basketball star. And came back and, like, started... Because he didn't start writing, like, lyrics till he was, like, 26.
Really?
Because he was, like, well into his drugs, like, completely ruined himself. And then, so once he was clean, he started to actually write properly.
Yeah, I think for me, lyrics are can be one of the most important things. And, I mean, of course, especially in rap, the lyrics and, yeah. And I like, you got me into this group Dead Prez recently, didn't you?
Yeah.
I know, they're a pretty old group. Well,
yeah.
They've been around a while. But yeah, I just love their rhythms.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing. Yeah.
They're pretty tight.
Yeah. But if you, I think we mentioned it in the music episode, but if you want to talk about lyrics, it's, do you remember the word?
No, not at all.
It's parole.
Parole?
Parole.
What? Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember it.
Yeah.
It's a recap.
Yeah, and it's a recap. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And if you call someone a chatterbox,
yeah,
then you call them a windmill of lyrics. A moulin à parole.
A moulin?
A moulin.
Like Moulin Rouge?
Like Moulin Rouge.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, I think we have mentioned this one, but, you know, who cares?
Have you been to many other festivals?
So, I went to my first festival when I was 17, which was the Leeds section of Leeds Reading.
Yeah.
Festival, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, first festival, big group of mates.
Yeah.
We, it was, you know, it's all about kind of, you know, expanding your horizons, and, you know, it's kind of living in this weird bubble of kind of lawless camping for 3 days. Yeah, I mean, on the last night of the festival, everyone just kind of burns everything.
Yeah,
there's these
weird
big bonfires, and people throw like gas canisters on there and stuff. So it gets a bit like diabolical by the end.
Yeah, like I haven't really been to many festivals because that doesn't appeal to me. I don't want to camp like that. I don't want to be dirty. I want to be able to use a toilet. I want to actually be...
Oh, you can use a toilet.
Oh, no, I want to use a real toilet.
Okay. Apparently, so anyone who's been to one of these, you know, big commercial festivals will know that these kind of troughs that they bring in, that they call toilets, and they're just these kind of like medieval, like, I don't know, just like big tanks in the ground. Anyway, so I heard a rumour that apparently one year there was a girl, like a girl, she must have been quite thin, that like fell through the like the hole and was like stuck in the tank underneath.
Yeah.
Like I assume receiving the like kind of the waste of, you know, tens of twenties of campers at that
more
moment.
Than
yeah, well she'd have fallen into probably
thousands
a day's worth.
Oh gosh.
Which would be probably up to her waist or something, but
I remember hearing a story when I was younger. It might have been from my dad about camping, and that to like they'd make a big like pit for putting all your waste in, and if you wanted to like take a number two, there'd be like a plank across it, so you'd shuffle out onto the plank and then do your business off the edge of the plank, and then shuffle back.
That sounds treacherous.
Yeah, but I think what you said was that someone like sawed the plank, so once you got to, someone got to the middle and like fell straight through it.
So, oh my god, what a
classic prank.
Oh god,
classic prank.
Yeah, well if you were trying to catch an animal, you could do a similar thing, couldn't you? You could set like a trap and, you know, with like a fake floor, or, you know, or maybe put some like cheese under
snare.
A box, catch a mouse or probably a rabbit is preferable.
But
the word for a trap is a piège, yeah. So, and the verb is piéger. So
piéger?
To piège something.
To piège.
Yeah, yeah.
An animal.
What's is there a mnemonic for that? Like, I don't know. Piège. Giles Pearson.
That's not really going to help.
No, it's not really, no. Yeah, so
oh, but, like, talking about festivals again.
Uh-huh.
Where we live, there's that the massive one in the summer, the Montreux Jazz Festival.
Oh, of course, yeah, yeah.
And like,
that's big now, but that used to be like
that's massive. It's like world renowned.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, it must just be like the jazz world.
Yeah.
It is massive, isn't it?
It's absolutely enormous.
It's
yeah,
16 days. 16 days of music, food,
yeah,
and like. I remember last year they introduced a new like hip hop tent where they're doing lessons and you could go along and like learn how to like battle and stuff.
Ah, sick!
There's loads of cool stuff, but like, you can just go and just have all. You don't have to pay or anything. You can just go and like listen to all like the three stages, which is good.
Yeah, yeah. And we went last summer, didn't we? Or the festival just gone.
Yeah, 2012.
And it was amazing.
Did we go together?
I think.
Are there pictures? Yeah. Them pictures from that massive day.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't really go to the festival. We sat up the edge
of the
festival.
Yeah, we danced. Like, there was a big group.
Oh,
of us,
we did that
and we
song.
Danced and we were playing cards on the on the side of the lake.
Big up to Marcella.
Boy, just to point out, it's not fun or clever to make drunk people jump in a lake.
And chase ducks.
And chase ducks.
But it is fun.
It was quite funny, yeah.
But yeah.
In fact, it was hilarious.
They have some massive names. I wish I'd seen like they did the history of hip hop like 2 years ago. Like loads of hip hop stars.
Perhaps, yeah. Well, of course, very famously, Queen or Freddie Mercury was based in Montreux. Well, I think he was actually, I think this was his, is it his final?
No.
No.
I think they I know they bought an album, they bought a recording studio here.
Really?
And, well, not here, Montreux, they bought the recording studio. And it's where the casino is now. It got like ripped apart or destroyed. And they asked Freddie Mercury, someone asked him, like, what will you do with the studio when you don't need it anymore? He said, like, throw it in the lake like everything else or something.
He was crazy, though.
Yeah.
He was, like, really...
He's, like, the poster boy of the Montreux Jazz Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
There's that massive statue.
Of him raising an arm.
With his, yeah.
Yeah.
Microphone in the other hand.
Yeah. But,
So I don't like festivals.
You don't like them, no.
I've tried to go.
See, and you haven't been to one, then.
No, I have been to a few, but not, like, real festivals.
Okay.
They're like, I'll go for a day.
Did you dreamt them?
Well, no, I went to, like, I only go if someone gives me the ticket. I'm not going any other way. But I went to a local one near my hometown.
We're still talking music festivals?
Yeah.
Or are we talking, like, you know, actually, vegetable growing competition?
This was a music company festival.
Origami.
No, music convention. Food. But Newton Faulkner was playing, and I wasn't a big Newton Faulkner fan, but then I saw him play and he was amazing.
Then he grew a bit taller, yeah?
Yeah. And then, who else? There's a big Radio 1 DJ. But what were the best things?
Chris Miles?
No, good joke though. The best thing there was they had a live cooking stage with all celebrity chefs.
Wow.
No, it was amazing. Because like, not many people went to, so you could sit right at the front. It was literally
being
in a cooking show. I loved it. I would sit at home and watch cooking shows forever.
Oh my God.
So to have it live with real celebrity chefs, picking people out of the audience to chop stuff.
Pick me.
No, pick me.
I mean, you know, there's crowd surfing, that's audience participation, but getting to chop the food.
I know.
That's like if, you know, a band called you up to play drums.
Yeah.
Not quite, but...
Nearly the same. It is on the same level, if
it's,
you think about it.
It's more like if they asked you to hold their plectrum when they weren't playing. Is that probably on the same level of importance?
In your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, the other person was Joe Wiley, was DJing there.
Oh, really?
Slightly disappointing, to be honest.
Yeah, but I think all of the Radio 1 DJs, although often they, often because of their job, they have to play sometimes a bit more mainstream stuff.
Yeah.
I think they all started out kind of doing...
More like, breaking
on
to the
scene. Yeah,
yeah,
they? Breaking on, yeah, yeah, doing stuff that maybe you don't associate with a more mainstream...
DJ,
as the BBC ones are.
Yeah. But also at that festival, which really annoyed me, because there's lots of kids there, because it was like a...
What, the cooking?
No, at the actual... At the main stage.
Oh, yeah.
So, like...
It was on One Direction.
Newton Faulkner was playing, yeah.
Oh, right.
And I was trying to... I went to get a beer, and I walked back to, like, the front.
Yeah.
And this man was like, "Oi, my kid's sleeping on the floor." I was like, "It's dark, and your child's on the floor.
You're a terrible
You're
parent.
An idiot. Yeah. Get out of my way."
Yeah.
And if I happen to stand on your child, it's your own fault.
Yeah.
For letting them sleep in a crowd.
Just to let you guys know, Tom hates children.
Yep. True fact.
And people.
Also another true fact.
No, but yeah, but that is terrible parenting, isn't it? Some people take like their babies to festivals.
Yeah.
I think one, what is the point? And two, it's bad for your hearing.
You see all the babies with the ear defenders on there, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Like the luminous pink. That baby's getting nothing out of that. Can't hear anything.
Yeah. It just feels the vibrations in its little, you know, little purulous arms. Mm. That's all. But you know, speaking of ear protection, I mean, I don't generally wear little ear plugs.
Yeah.
Because I find that sometimes it it kind of makes the sound quality, well, it changes the sound quality, so you lose the kind of the high pitch, the treble notes. But at the same time, it is good to wear them because otherwise the following day your ears are ringing.
Yeah.
They're ringing to shit, you know.
And if you're doing it a lot, if you're going to a festival, if you're listening to music constantly.
Yeah, or if you play drums, for example, if you play la batterie.
La batterie.
Then it's good to wear these earplugs, which in French is bouchon doré.
Bouchon doré?
Yeah, that's bouchon is like a plug or a cork.
Yeah.
It's the same word for a bouchon in a wine bottle.
Okay.
And oré is ear. So you're saying bouchon of the ear. a cork of the ear.
Of the ear.
Yeah. Okay. In, just on a little side note, actually, the word for a bottle opener, as in a cork opener, is a tire-bouchon.
A tire-bouchon?
Which means a pull cork.
Ah.
Tire.
That's what you see on a door, isn't it? Tire.
Yeah, tire.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So you see pousser or tirer. Pousser is push, tirer is pull.
Ah, okay.
And the other little thing with bouchon is if there's ever a traffic jam on a road, you can say it's a bouchon.
Yeah. A bouchon?
Yeah.
Because it's like blocking the...
Yeah, it's corking up, yeah. It's a bit like bottlenecking.
Yeah, they kind of call it bottleneck, though, don't they?
Yeah.
I've seen that when I was driving into Paris on the signs. You know, like the not the normal signs, the ones that like they light it up to tell you stuff.
Yeah.
The informative signs.
The little rave signs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're slightly cooler, aren't they? Really?
I saw a thing on the internet where you can hack them and change it to your own.
Oh my god, that's
there's
so
like
good.
A way to hack into them so and change it to your own personal signs.
Have you ever seen those belts that you can program something in and like,
yeah.
and then they flash a message across all night, which. I think it'd probably be cool for a bit, and then you'd probably go to the loo and just get freaked out.
When I was young, I saw them when I was in Camden in a Rocket Dog. I think it's called not Rocket Dog, something Rocket something.
You're looking at me, but I haven't got a clue.
Yeah, I can't remember. That place was mad. I didn't really like it, but
yeah,
good food there though, Camden.
But there was quite a lot of people in the crowd. I know you said there weren't many people, but I thought it was quite.
No, but like compared to a festival.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a small.
It's festival. Like a start-up, isn't it? Really.
Yeah, you got. I mean, yeah, festivals doesn't necessarily mean tens of thousands of people. I've been some great. Some of my favourite festivals have been smaller like student festivals. With local bands. I saw one of my favourite bands, Three Trapped Tigers.
Yeah.
In Leeds, in a festival in Leeds, which was really good.
Mm.
It was called Constellations Festival, actually.
Constellations.
Yeah,
it's
really
nice.
Yeah, really cool. Really cool.
My family, well, my mum and dad, and normally my sister, sometimes my brother, not so much my brother now, because he works in Switzerland in the summer. They always go to a festival every year. I think they've gone for now 6 years. Music. They go to WOMAD, World of Music and Dance.
Uh-huh.
And
is it World Music?
WOMAD, World of Music and Dance.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but it is world music from around the world.
Oh, yeah.
And they love it. They get every year like four days in the summer.
Cool.
Go get their tent, get some meat, fry some meat up, get hella drunk, and then listen to some music. My mom, my mum comes home.
Just
like,
people.
I've just been listening to some DJ Yoda. I was like, what? Or my sister going to get like super high in the oxygen tent.
Or it'd be more like I've listening been DJ to a new.
That's a really bad Yoda impression.
Shut up.
You know the Yoda
just
voice I've said before is based on the
good
Hungarian.
Feedback for once.
Based on Hungarian.
For once, all right.
Hungarian. Do you know that? I think I've said it on here before.
Sometimes I wake up at night screaming, asking myself why I can't be as good as you, Tom.
I know. At
things,
it's difficult.
At life, right?
You'll be leaving soon. So, guys, yeah, by the way, James is leaving soon, so we won't be together for 2 months.
Yeah, so there's going to be probably there might be just podcasts spread out that we'll pre-record.
We might also just I might just do a podcast on my own and then James might do one on his own and then it will be really bad.
Yeah,
maybe we can
pigs
get...
might fly, mate.
It's never gonna happen, you know.
Yeah, well, speaking of pigs might fly,
I
imagine that would probably happen at the WOMAD festival if people buying hot dogs, getting Larry, chucking
getting
them
Larry.
Around
it's and not really a Larry like... festival.
No, I don't imagine that. But, yeah, do you want to know the expression pigs might fly?
I do.
In French? It's actually got nothing to do with pigs, but another farmyard animal. Can you guess from this wonderful drawing that I've done?
Platypus, pterodactyl.
No, it does look a bit like
a platydactyl. A platydactyl.
Or a pterapus.
A pterapus.
That sounds like a scary cat.
Pterapus. Pterapus.
No, it's actually, it's a chicken, a female chicken to be precise, which in French is a poule.
A poule.
Yeah. And the expression "when pigs fly" is actually in French. It's "when chickens have teeth." It's so weird. And yeah, maybe we could even put this drawing that I've done on the Facebook page.
I think we can.
Which, by the way, is facebook.com/pardonmyfrenchpodcast.
That's right. Well done, James.
It can be searched.
But you can also get us on our email at www.thatsnotourpodcast. You also get us at
pardonmyfrenchpodcast@gmail.com. And we'll put this picture up and give us some feedback on my wonderful drawing skills. So yeah, when chickens have teeth, is the way of explaining your exasperation at a kind of fictional scenario. Yeah. And in French, it is quand les poules auront des dents.
Quand les poules auront des dents.
Yeah. So quand means when.
Quand.
Les poules is the chickens or the female chickens, the hens.
Yeah.
Auront is actually it comes from the verb avoir, which means to have.
Yeah.
But it's the future tense, so it means will have.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to worry too much about that. Quand les poules auront, and then des dents just means some teeth.
Some teeth.
Yeah. Des and then dents. Like we've seen dents before, haven't we?
Yeah.
So quand les poules auront des dents, it's quite nice. So
nice.
See if you can use that maybe this week.
When I've started using mon oeil.
Have you?
I use it in the wrong context all the time, but I still try.
Yeah.
Which I think is half the battle.
Yeah, exactly. What's the other half?
Love. Love.
Yeah.
As,
I thought so.
And as we're looping back to the half love, half thing, is it time to end? Or have you got more?
No, there's some other stuff.
I need to be done soon.
Okay. Yeah, well, there was actually one thing that we didn't even mention was when you don't wear your earplugs, so just going back to that, then you have ringing ears.
Yeah.
And there's a nice word here in French is the verb bourdonner.
Bourdonner?
Bourdonner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which basically means like to ring or to buzz or something like this. So you could say that the noise that insects make, you could say that they bourdonne.
Bourdonne?
Yeah, les insectes bourdonnent.
Les insectes
like the
bourdonne.
Insects are buzzing around, whatever. And so to say, oh my ears are ringing, in French is oulala.
Oulala.
Oulala. J'ai les oreilles qui bourdonnent. Qui bourdonne, sorry.
Okay, do it again.
So, the ooh-la-la is optional.
Yeah. I like the ooh-la-la, though.
I do, yeah. I think it's probably the best bit. It's, okay, so, ooh-la-la, j'ai les oreilles.
Les oreilles.
I have the ears.
Yeah.
Qui, which is which. So, qui? I have the ears which bourdonne.
Bourdonne.
Which buzz. So, I have the ears which buzz.
Ooh-la-la.
Now, that sounds a bit weird when you say, I have the ears. In English, you'd normally say, my ears, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of, that happens a lot in French, where you say, where you refer to yourself and then you refer to a kind of a subject in the sense of the word. Like you could say, I have myself hurt the hand. Something like that. I have myself hurt the foot. You know? So it's quite interesting, yeah.
It's a weird way to structure a sentence, but I guess it's normal.
Yeah.
Once you know that that's normal, then it makes everything a little easier.
Yeah, well, what is normal?
Eh? English.
I'd say normal is what Giles Peterson does. Yeah, he's the prototype of the perfect man.
We should try and be like Giles Peterson.
Basically, yeah.
So
you know, there's that expression, what would Jesus do?
What would Giles Peterson do?
What would Gilles do?
What would Gilles do?
What would Giles Peterson do?
Maybe we should make some t-shirts.
I've already made them.
Sweet.
Do you want one?
Yep.
That's 20 francs, please.
Done.
Money.
Are we good?
Yeah, well, you could have said...
I need to go.
You could have said, when chickens have teeth.
I can't remember how to say that.
All right, well...
How to say it?
Quand les poules auront des dents.
Quand les poules auront des dents.
And that's going to be one tasty chicken burger.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Okay, and if you want to send us a message or give us any feedback, then you can always get on our Facebook page at facebook.com/pardonmyfrenchpodcast, or you can email us in at pardonmyfrenchpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks a lot. Bye.
See you later.